Our first feature from Derek James this week is about some family treasures that shed new light on the early days of guiding in Norfolk. It will be read for us by Maggie Secker.
It may be around 100 years since Nora Williamson last wore her Girl Guide uniform. But now, her homemade dark blue shirt, complete with 25 badges, is on parade again. Nora's uniform and a box of guiding memorabilia have found their way into the Girl Guiding Norfolk Archive Resource Centre, ARC, in Coltishall, where they are shining a new light on the very early days of the guide movement in the county. Nora Williamson was a member of the first Gresson Hall Guide Company near Dereham, and gained her first proficiency badge in 1919, less than a decade after the Girl Guide movement was established in 1910. She went on to become the company's captain and continued in the role until the outbreak of the Second World War in 1939. Volunteers at the ARC had no record of the Gresson Hall Guide before the box of artefacts was given to them by Nora's daughter, Patience Elliott, from Stanfield near Fakenham. She's pleased that her mother's guiding treasures will be preserved. "They obviously meant a lot to my mother, and I've been meaning to do something with them for years," said Patience. "It's important that things like this do get handed on, otherwise they're just completely forgotten." The collection also include rare badge certificates dating between 1919 and 1931. Nora's Red Cross certificate from 1928, many photographs taken at summer guide camps, and a stack of books, newspaper cuttings, and pieces of kit. Girl Guiding Norfolk's archivist, Helen Green, said volunteers were delighted to have received the collection, which was yielding new information about the guiding's early days. For example, it had not been known that some leaders continued to work towards their badges alongside their guides. The dates on Nora's certificates show that she must have earned some of these badges as an adult, said Helen. "We're so grateful to Patience Elliott for donating these treasures to us. They're helping to paint a whole new picture of the early days of guiding in Norfolk. If anyone finds guiding memorabilia like this and would like to have a good home, please do get in touch." Nora was born in 1906 and joined First Gresson Hall Guide Company in around 1917-18. She gained her Tenderfoot badge in 1919, a series of tests which every new recruit had to pass. This involved learning the guide promise and law, becoming able to tie knots and to fly the Union Jack in the correct manner. The guides went to camp every summer, and it seems to have been the highlight for my mother, said Patience, who, unlike Nora, never became a guide herself. "There just weren't any guides at the time when I was growing up after the war. The Gresson Hall guides camped fairly far afield in places such as Cove Hythe in Suffolk and Sheringham and Runton in North Norfolk." Patience does not know the names of other people in the photographs, with the exception of the District Commissioner, Violet Carey, who had links to the suffragette movement in Dereham. Through her, Nora and the other guides became interested in women's suffragette and were local helpers in the Votes for Women campaign. "I remember my mother saying there was real excitement when it came to election time," said Patience. "She didn't talk much about her guiding days, but I think I benefited from their influence. My mother never tried to turn me into something that I wasn't, and I think that came from the guides, who were encouraged to be themselves and follow their own interests." The latest addition to the ARC will be on display when they have an open day on Monday, May the 5th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Thank you, Maggie.